Well, now I wonder if you've heard of the postcode lottery. I don't mean so much that which we see advertised on TV, where you can win lots of money if your postcode is chosen at random. I'm talking more about the idea that a person's access to health, to healthcare and education depends on where they live. Generally speaking, the better the postcode, the more desirable the property. And I thought we could start off this morning by looking at some famous residences in this quiz. Now, if you're under 18, it's fine for you to call out. I'm afraid there are no points and there are no prizes. This is just for fun as an introduction to a very short talk. What I want to know in this quiz is what the place is and who lives there. So, where's that? Yep, call out. It is the White House. Who lives there? Joe Biden, yep. President of the USA. Well done. Okay, how about this one? Slightly different angle. Didn't want to make it too easy for everybody. Yes, Felix. It is Buckingham Palace. Well done. And who lives there? Yeah, the Queen. Absolutely. Buckingham Palace and the Queen. Right, what about this? Where's this? Downing Street. Yes, okay, well done. And who lives there? Yes, thank you, Sarah. Yes, the Prime Minister and the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And probably lots of other people that we've never heard of, but certainly those. And last one. Oh, no, this isn't the last one. Sorry, where's that? Yeah?
Is that the Great Wall of Berlin?
No, we had it right. Felix, do you know?
Isn't it the tower?
It's, give you a clue, perhaps one of the adults near you can whisper. The Vatican, yeah, and who lives in the Vatican? The Pope, right, there we go. And last one, really is the last time this time. Another aerial shot of, where's that? Slightly more challenging. Yes, somebody has it over here. See if the children know. Yes, Felix? It is a castle, not Cheshire. It's actually, yes. Half right, not Winchester, but Windsor Castle. And who lives there? The Queen. The Queen. Okay. Now, here's the hardest question. I'm going to be asking you, what is the link between this quiz and the reading we're about to have? The reading is from John's Gospel and chapter 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. So what's the link? Kate? Yes, absolutely, absolutely. He lives with us as well. The Word became human and made his home among us. Yes, Thank you, Kate. Yes, so we're looking at the idea, Kate was just saying, that he comes and expels the darkness as well as making his home amongst us. The Bible says that in becoming human, Jesus gave up his divine privileges. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. Just imagine, if the Queen were to come and stay in Swanage, she would not be coming to my end-terraced three-bedroomed house to spend the night. Or if the President of the United States came on an official state visit to this country, he would not be pitching a one-man tent in the garden to 10 Downing Street. And yet, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords came and pitched his tent among us. That's what John said when he wrote that Jesus made his home among us. He uses the word for tabernacle. Now, John chose his words very carefully. And as a Jew, he would have thought straight away of the tabernacle which God instructed Moses to construct. It was in the tabernacle that God's presence and glory was to be experienced by the Israelites. But now, it's in Jesus that we experience his presence with us. God wants to be with us, sharing our joys and our sorrows. He doesn't remain at a distance, but comes to seek out his bruised and broken people. You know, it's God's character to come and seek out the lost. One of the very first stories in the Bible tells of Adam and Eve, who hid from God because they had disobeyed him. But God chose not to remain at a distance. He came down to find them. And then Jesus told so many stories about lost, found things. There was this woman who lost a coin, a valuable coin, and rejoiced greatly when it was found again. There was a story about the shepherds who didn't rely on having 99 sheep in his flock, but he went to seek the one lamb that had been led astray, that had wandered off. And then there was the fabulous story about the lost son, the boy who wanted to go his own way, to leave his father's home, but who in the end came and was reconciled to his father. Jesus illustrated this interest in seeking out the lost. When he found Zacchaeus up a tree, he said to Zacchaeus that the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. It is in the character of God to seek and to save the lost. And that's why he couldn't remain at a distance with all of his divine privileges intact. That's why he became obedient, even to death on a cross. How otherwise could we know God? How could we be forgiven? How could we trust in his goodness, even when times are bad for us? How could we relate to him? Jesus came and pitched his tent among us. C.S. Lewis has described this as the greatest miracle of all, the central event of the history of the earth. The eternal entered time. Light expelled darkness. Peace replaced chaos. And life overcame death. In all our celebrations today, let's not miss the point. Let's not miss the point like the newspaper editor in this story. It was December 1903, and after many attempts, the Wright brothers were successful in getting their flying machine off the ground. Thrilled, they telegraphed this message to their sister Catherine. We have actually flown 120 feet. We'll be home for Christmas. Well, Catherine hurried off to the editor of the local newspaper and showed him the message. He glanced at it and said, "How nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He totally missed the big news that people had actually flown. And the big news for us this morning is that in Jesus, God made his home among us and remains with us through his Spirit. May we live in fellowship with him and with each other as we celebrate today and every day. Amen.